This is to understand lifetimes of persecution from your past and the differences in this lifetime now. There have been many lifetimes in the past where persecution has been the norm. If you didn't adhere to the rules of the time, the dictates of the time, you could easily be persecuted. There is much persecution that you still witness today. You see it in the media, your news, on social media. People easily and most effortlessly persecute others who don't fit their pictures. However, the possibility that exists now is that as you clear and release all memories of persecution from the past, you will not be persecuted today. Those that are being persecuted today still hold within them the memory of persecution. Some that are being persecuted today are experiencing their own karma from persecution of the past. By letting go of your persecution, your memories of persecution, you don't attract that persecution to you. That's why it's important to be very thorough in identifying your past memories of persecution and clearing and releasing within those memories that are holding you back and preventing you from moving forward and being, doing, and having what is most purposeful for you now. This is a common challenge today. Many are held back by memories of persecution. Those memories run rampant within the subconscious and are demonstrated by limitation. You are limited in your ability to be, do, and have what is purposeful for you this lifetime, because your memories are running in the background, run as programming and fear that you're going to be persecuted again, so you don't live the life you are meant to live now. This was something that was played as a scenario in the background of other lifetimes, often manipulated and contrived by the darkness that existed at the time. By letting go of that darkness within, that memory within, of those dark times, you don't live into them now, you don't experience them now, you don't re-experience them now. By letting go of all persecution of your past, you can set yourself free from attracting persecution to you in the future. That's why we were asking you to be thorough in releasing the memories that you hold within regarding persecution so you can set yourself free now. Fortunately, we're releasing as I'm yawning. What our subconscious does is often hold on to these memories. The process of holding on to these memories is with the intention, I don't want to re-experience this again, so I'm going to remember this now so I can avoid re-experiencing this dynamic in the future. But what happens is it becomes part of your programming. The idea of holding on keeps that memory alive, activated, and you in avoidance. By releasing it, you no longer have the dynamic of the memory within to attract it, to re-experience it. So often we're holding on to memories to avoid repeating the past. So if we remember this bad thing, we're going to know in some way that we're not going to be attracting it again or re-experiencing it, because we've learned that this is a bad thing that we don't want to re-experience. But the truth of the matter is, our holding on to that actually attracts those energies to us. It also keeps us from stepping into what's possible, because our fear is so much greater than the possibility that really exists that it stops us from moving forward. So we want to let go of those memories so we don't attract those memories to us, and we want to let go of those memories so we don't re-experience that memory itself, which plays in the background. So those things that have terrorized us in the past can continue to terrorize us. So when someone has victimized you before, that victimization continues with your inability to let go of it, to forgive it, to release it. So I invite you to release it now so you can be set free from the victimization that occurred not once, but repetitively, because you replay those memories in the background, and then it causes you not to move forward. That vision of my seeing you with the sticky paper under your feet is a reflection of your inability to not be able to move forward, because the memory itself replays in the background. You're victimized yet again. You do not move forward into your divine destiny, into what is purposeful, what is possible. You limit yourself by that re-victimization, by replaying that memory over and over and over again. And because persecution has been so much part of your past, our past, that you have a number of memories that end up being triggered to prevent you from moving forward, to keep you safe. But it's counterproductive, because your true safety comes from letting go of those memories so they don't play in the background, victimizing you and attracting those energies to you in the future. So by being very thorough and letting go of those memories, you set yourself free, and you also create what's considered true safety from within by not having what is within that will attract those things to you. So you're no longer victimized. You have to let go of being victimized to no longer be victimized.